Welcome to the Currently Cringing podcast. I'm your host, Anisha Ramakrishna. I'm a TV personality and entrepreneur. Join me as I spill the chai on my cringeworthy life experiences with a side of dating, pop culture, and lots of laughs.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey guys, welcome to Currently Cringing. Happy Thanksgiving. I don't know how we're already here. I don't even know where the year went. I feel like I blinked and now it's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is kind of bittersweet this year because my parents are in India and my brother is working in LA and my sister is busy as well in California. And, you know, we're going to spend Thanksgiving with my in-laws, which is new for me. You know, it's part of being married now. You have a whole other side of the family. And that family unit, you know, where it's just you and your family, that doesn't exist anymore and never will again. It's bittersweet, I must say. So we are spending Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, in New York, literally for 12 hours. And we're going to go to Ditz, friend of the show, Ditz's Thanksgiving Eve party. And then we're going to make our way to Dallas Thursday morning. And that's where my in-laws live. This will be a new experience for us, and we are alternating holidays. Christmas will be in Miami, and that is the new normal. And it's hard to get your head wrapped around that when you've spent so much of your life with your family. And it's exciting, it's new, but you know, I've spent the past 38 years spending Thanksgiving with my family, and this year I kind of feel like we're all over the place, and you know, I'm going to be with my in-laws. It's new. It's new. It's change. It's growth. We're leveling up here. I dreamed of the day of having my own home. And I live in an apartment right now because it's temporary. And I can't wait to have my own home. But I'm very grateful because in 2021, I remember just being thankful that I had someone to share Thanksgiving with, because my dream, and I've talked about this before, has always been to celebrate the holidays in my house with my family and friends, and everyone gathers at our place. But that doesn't exist yet. So till then, I have a lot of other things to be grateful for. First world problems. I have my health, my family, my grandparents, God bless them, my siblings, my husband's family. Everyone is a good person. Everyone is healthy. I can't ask for anything else. I literally have everything you need in life. Anything else that comes my way is a bonus, really. But we are going to New York, and I really want to go to Carbone. And this has been a story that's been a long time coming. But I lived in New York, as many of you know, from 2011 to 2017. I cannot tell you the number of times that I was invited to Carbone during those years and didn't care to go. It just wasn't a cool place back then. You know, it was just an Italian restaurant and it was good, but it was nothing to write home about from what I heard. And there was no line. There wasn't a wait list. None of this existed. Cut to 2020 and Carbone just becomes the spot. It's blowing up. Everyone needs to go to Carbone. They open a location in Miami. I refuse to go because I want to go to the original, the location in New York. And I heard it's impossible. And of course, now they're having their Thanksgiving menu, but I don't want to go to Carbone to eat like mashed potatoes. Okay. I want to go to Carbone to have the rigatoni. And they are serving the rigatoni. Like, I looked up the Thanksgiving menu. But that's not where I'm going on Thanksgiving. Like, that's not on my list of places to be. And I'm not in New York on Thanksgiving. We're leaving Thanksgiving morning to Dallas. I've checked the reservations for Wednesday, and it's not happening. And by the time this episode airs, because right now it's Tuesday, and we have a red eye to New York. We're leaving at midnight. By the time you hear this episode, it'll be Thanksgiving Day. But in June, we celebrated my husband's birthday in New York because we combined a work trip that he had with his birthday. And I saw that Carbone opens at 11 a.m. And so I thought, okay, I've been watching TikTok and seeing this new bagel place, which, by the way, this was in June. This bagel place is called Pop-Up Bagels. When I say you can't even get into that bagel place right now, but the day we went, it had been open for like a week. So, you know, it was getting hyped up. It was, you know, getting some buzz, but it wasn't what it is now. Pop-Up Bagels, where I'm seeing lines wrapping around the block. And this place happens to be next to Carbone. So I thought, let's go to the bagel place and then we'll wait in line to go to Carbone and we'll get in for sure, because my toxic trait is I think I can get in anywhere. I think I can go into Hermes and buy a Birkin. You know, that's my toxic trait. And 95% of the time, that delusional thought has gotten me into places and has gotten me things. So I prefer to remain thinking that way, but I didn't know what was coming my way. And mind you, earlier, prior in the year, I was in New York, because I'm in New York quite often. I won't name names, but people I have had on the podcast, some girlfriends. The three of us went to Carbone, and there were empty tables. It was around happy hour time. And of course, my friend has the brilliant idea to pretend that she has a reservation. And she goes up to the, you know, reception and she says to the hostess, "Hey, I have a reservation." She says her name. "My assistant made the reservation." And we're just dilly-dallying there in this cringeworthy moment where this hostess is clearly not buying our bullshit. And she was also pretty rude. And, you know, once you've been stiff like that, you're like, I'm never going to go to Carbone. But it was cringe. It was cringe. We were those people. We did that. We didn't get a table. Having said that, I've never understood those restaurants that do create this kind of hype, but then they like let their fucking friends in. And that's kind of a turnoff, right? And that's what was happening this particular day. It was like a Thursday night and it was just us three girls. And then all of a sudden, like, Joe Schmo walks in, you know, and his girlfriend, and she looks like a supermodel, and they're just letting them get seated. And you know they don't have a reservation, okay? You know. And it's one of those places, which is kind of frustrating, but I have no shame. I want to eat at Carbone, and I want to eat at Carbone in New York. So that happened. Thankfully, I wasn't the one doing the talking. I was just, like, lingering in the back. But on this particular day in June, the trip now where we're celebrating my husband's birthday along with his work trip, we go to the bagel place. The bagels are just phenomenal, by the way. And this company, Papa Bagels, they just raised $8 million. They're going places. And if you live in the Connecticut area, they have a location in Westport as well. But the beauty of these bagels is that they're not cut in half and they're served hot. They literally boil them and send them your way. And these bagels were just delicious. Like, I would go back tomorrow when I'm in New York on Wednesday, but I'm not waiting in that line. And I'm really happy that we got to go there and enjoy these bagels. The first week they opened, the store owner was there and he even gave us some free bagels. Obviously, we purchased some bagels, but he let us try a few other things and all the different cool cream cheeses they have. And they change it up every week. It's really cool. If you're in New York or in Connecticut, check out Pop-Up Bagels. But anywho, they're next door to Carbone. And so we get our bagels and no one is in line yet at Carbone. And so we're the first ones in line. And we see people start forming. And I don't know what it is, but brown people, like, we're like Asians. You know, brown people and Asians, anywhere you go in the world, we're there. We're there. We're taking photos. We're trying all the hot spots. We're at the pyramids. We're everywhere. And so this line starts forming, and it's all brown people. And that only means something in this story because of Family Karma, the show that I was on, and I'm brown, and the show's about brown people. And so a lot of people who watch Family Karma are also brown. And so now they know it's me from Family Karma, and we're talking like Z-list, okay? I'm on the Z-list. Like, I have not for once ever thought that I am a celebrity, okay? And so we're waiting in this line and the line starts growing and it's literally just brown people. So I'm like, okay, we're all here like waiting to get, you know, first dibs. And then of course someone passes by and asks if I'm Anisha from the show. And yeah, this is my husband. Oh my God, you got married. Like, congrats. And we're schmoozing and we're talking. And then we see the servers come out, you know, and they're getting ready. They're setting up the sidewalk seats and they're wearing these atrocious, obnoxious burgundy tuxedo suits and they're setting up tables and they're smiling at us. And I'm, you know, smiling back in hopes for a table. And we're literally here like waiting for an hour, mingling with everyone else in line. And now like we're all friends, like we're family now, like we're on this tour. We're all going to go to Carbone. It's going to be great. An hour goes by, we're the first ones in line. They open the doors up to the restaurant and we're the first ones to go up to the hostess. And he greets me, well, it was a hostess and a male, a woman and a man. And the male greets me with the biggest smile on his face. And he's like, hi, welcome to Carbone. And my heart's fluttering. And he says, do you have a reservation? And I said, nope, I'm just here for a walk-in because I fucking went on Reddit. And they told me that they take walk-ins. And the other thing you do is apparently refresh at 10 a.m., but there was nothing available. So we've been eating bagels, standing in line for an hour, chatting it up with Family Karma viewers. And now we're being told, the guy has the biggest smile on his face, I'm waiting for him to tell us we're getting seated, because that's my toxic
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Great. Instead, his smile slowly fades in like slow motion and he says, oh, well, we're fully committed for the day. And I said, well, why the fuck are these people standing in line for an hour if they have a reservation? And that's what threw me off. And of course, I didn't say that. That's just what I said in my head. I just said, oh, are you sure? You know, like you don't have bar seating? Because the place was fucking empty. Okay. And the amount of seats that were in the restaurant and the amount of people that were in line, we could have been seated. But I get it. Okay. I get it. I'm not here to start a fight. I'm not going to be that person. Rules are rules. Rules are meant to be broken, by the way. But I wasn't going to sit here and beg for a table at Carbone, especially in front of my fans. Like, how dare you? How dare I? But cringe, like so embarrassing. Like, even those of us on the Z list have those moments. Like, that's how you know I'm Z list. Like, I wasn't getting into Carbone. Like, I can't get into Carbone. But apparently Justin Bieber can't get into Carbone either. So his smile fades in slow motion. He says they're fully committed. I ask if we could sit at the bar and if there's anything. And he's like, nope. And, you know, he had pleasure. Like, he had pleasure in saying that to me. Just like that hostess months prior in the spring had pleasure in saying no to me and my two girlfriends who faked a reservation. And had pleasure in allowing her supermodel friends come in. But here we are in front of fans. Fans and fam, because you guys are my fam. Doing the walk of shame out of the restaurant. And, you know, it's like, remember when Ashley Simpson was caught lip syncing at SNL? And she did like the podunk dance? Like, that's what I did in front of my fans. And everyone was like, staring at me, but also smiling, like cringy smile, like, bye, like, see you, like, we're gonna eat our pasta, like, let you know through DM, like, how it goes. And, like, you didn't have a reservation? Like, what a moron. Okay, why are all these people there an hour early lining up when they have a reservation? When I have a reservation, I'm coming in 15 minutes late. That's what threw me off. And that's why I stayed in line. Because I thought there was a possibility. Like, we're all waiting in line. We're all going to get seated. Why are you coming to a reservation an hour in advance and waiting in a line and talking to me? I blame you guys for that fiasco. And so we did our walk of shame. And we walked right into Via Carrata, which is another hotspot that is impossible to get into, but we waltzed right in. Mind you, Taylor Swift had been there the night before, and I felt a little better after that. You know, like we're here, we're going to eat. It's not the rigatoni at Carbone, but Taylor was here, and that's good enough for me. So here we are again. Back in New York tomorrow. Fingers crossed. Highly unlikely. I even called my friend William, who is a very good friend of Marisol Patton's from Housewives of Miami. And I said, William, like, how do I get into Carbone in New York? And of course, he's like, oh, why don't you just go to Carbone in Miami? No! I want to go to the one that you can't get into. Even my husband, he's like, there's availability in Dallas. You want me to go to the Carbone in Texas? Are you fucking kidding me? Even Ditz. Ditz was like, let's just go in Vegas. Like when I'm in Vegas, because he does a lot of business in Vegas. And he's like, you guys are in Scottsdale, like you and Serge, you know, my husband, you and Serge, come meet me at Carbone in Vegas. The audacity to tell me to eat at Carbone in locations where there's availability. Do you not know me? I just toured the United States with my 1 hour comedy set. The tour's called Material Girl. Okay? That's not an option. We're not going to Carbone if there's availability in locations. And the people that go eat there and then say that it's overrated, you know, I'll be the judge of that. I will be the judge of whether it's overrated or not. Okay? In the meantime, I still haven't eaten there. And instead, I waited in line with some fans, all 57 fans, you know, and they all ate there, you know, took photos with them for an hour. But yeah, it's obnoxious, these reservations, you know. Don't even get me started on Rao's. And now they were opened in Miami. Oh, you can go to the Rao's in Miami. That's not the point. I want to go to the Rao's in New York, where someone from the mob is standing there, probably with a gun, you know, and telling me if I can get in or not. Okay, I want the full, real, authentic Manhattan, New York, yuppie asshole, first world problem experience. Okay, that's what I want. And I know I can be open with you guys because you guys are me. I am you, you are me. You get it, okay? We're going to spend the big bucks and we want the full experience. It's like Disneyland in California. I don't want to go to California. I don't want to go to the Harry Potter world in California, okay? I want to go to Hogwarts in Orlando. That's what I want. OG experiences, okay? I don't want like the knockoff dupe in Vegas. Can you imagine? Like, no, I'm good. Oh, but you can go to Parm. Parm is their other restaurant and they sell the rigatoni there for like $9. Good for you. You go there. I want to get ripped off. I want to be treated badly. And I want to go to the flagship location of anything. Okay? It's like telling me to go to the Eiffel Tower in Vegas. Like, don't even. So maybe we get in, maybe we don't. I will keep you posted. I miss my family. I miss my friends. And to those of you who are spending Thanksgiving alone, guess what? Been there too, hon. Been there too. It's not so bad. Okay? It's a day. It's a day. The holidays are tough for a lot of people. I know this. And, you know, it's okay. It's okay. You know, what really gets me are the people that don't even have food on Thanksgiving. You know, I'm here talking about Carbone and Thanksgiving. And some people don't even get to have a Thanksgiving. You know, a lot of people go celebrate Thanksgiving the next day when everything's 50% off. It's like the people that buy the Halloween candy because it's like 100% off, you know. But imagine Thanksgiving, you know, the next day because the turkey's on sale. You know, we are so blessed, the majority of us. I know a lot of us, the pod listeners, me, we are so blessed. We have so much to be thankful for. I really hope I get into Carbone, you know. The weather is supposed to be miserable, you know. It's supposed to be rainy, of course, the one day that we're there. But I'm looking forward to it. When I'm with my husband, it's just us. We're visiting a lot of friends tomorrow. We have a tight schedule, just 12 hours in the city. But I can't wait to spend this time with my husband because when we are together, it's the best. Because, you know, I travel a lot and he works 120 hours a week. So I'm really looking forward to this, spending time together. And of course, a new experience, a new Thanksgiving experience in Dallas. He has a big family. And if you know someone who's spending Thanksgiving alone or doesn't have food on Thanksgiving or needs a turkey, you know, just hook it up. It's about giving and gathering, you know? Thanksgiving. Give. Give someone a turkey. Invite someone over if you know they have no one else. It's that time of year. A lot of people are lonely. A lot of people are alone and don't have anyone to spend the holidays with. And sometimes they want to spend it alone. You know, I've spent two Thanksgivings alone. And, you know, I did have friends that invited me and I chose to stay home alone. I watched the Golden Girls all day and it wasn't so bad. And this year, you know, there's a lot of people hurting. There's a lot of things going on in the world right now. Bad things. And we have a lot to be grateful for. You know, those of us that have our health, our families. If you have your health, you've won. That right there, you've won. You have everything. I gotta go pack. We have our flight. It's at midnight. Right now it's 10 p.m. And, you know, we're dinks, dual income, no kids. So we've got pre-check and clear and all the bells and whistles. And so we're heading to the airport soon. And, you know, I wish you all a Thanksgiving. And I'm so thankful to all of you who listen to the podcast. The podcast is now 3 years old. 3 years old. I can't believe it. Turned three in October. And again, spread the word. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, share it with 10 people. You know, that would do wonders. You know, there aren't many brown girls doing this. You know, it's a pity. It's a shame. And so I'm here. I'm in it for the long run. And I love sharing my life and my stories and my advice and my life experiences with all of you. I'm grateful for all of you. And I hope you guys have the best Thanksgiving, whether you're alone or with family you hate. That can be happening too. That's okay too. You know, just make the best of it, you know. And hopefully I eat some rigatoni alla vodka at Carbone. We'll let you know. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thank you so much for sipping the chai with me this week. If you like the show, remember to rate, review, and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram at Anish Ramakrishna. I would love to hear from you. Join me next week for more chai.